Recording.
Welcome to the sugya of Vestainus. First, the words of Vestainus. The words of the Rishonim is Vest HaMaisa. And basically what it means, something externally causes it to happen. That means we have two things for the body showing. One's our sugya, one's the next sugya. The idea of Vest HaGof is basically that the body is telling you what's going to happen. That means the person is supposed to have the period and they'll have cramps beforehand, or belching spells, or yawning spells, or different things that the body is showing what's going to happen. Here's the other way around, not it's a simen, but it's a siba that you're causing it. Now the Shiva Shalosh of siba, Betim the Mi'iwi writes it. He writes it, Vesta siba, Vosh Mi'iwi. And we shouldn't explain that way, the Rajba, the Ran, the Ra. The idea over here is something externally causing it. That's the sugi that we're learning over here. Now, the Mekorah's Indian is a clear Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara brings down from Rav Huna says, Kofza Rasa, Kofza Rasa, Kofza Rasa. The idea of Kofza, jumping, is able to get a vest like this, Yikfeh Lai Vest. That Gemara, what are discussing over here? If it means Yikfeh Vest for the days, the Maya, so you jumped over here. And the Maya, Yikfeh Vest just for Kretis, for the vest like this over here. In fact, the Gemara, I have a Raisa that says, Yikfeh Vest. Doesn't mean Yikfeh Vest, not the Yom and not the Kretis. No, the Gemara says, it's Kfer Vest, the case of Yom Ukvitas together. That's you said over here. Now, what comes out from me, Sad the Sugyo, we best have to understand what the happening Gemara is, what the Maskana, what comes out. Now, really, there are three questions over here. Lalacha Maisa. What's the Lacha when you have a case of Kvitas? That's Sif Yuzayi. What's the Lacha negated to the Sugyo of Morkov? Now, the Lacha of Morkov just means it's together. That means you call out Vestas Morkov. Over here, the gate of Vesta Oinus is Kvitas with the day, or Kvitas with Aplaka. The gate of Vesta Gov will also be called a Morkov. To be together, you'll have, let's say, cramps together in a set day over here. That's the second thing, what's the gate of Morkov? And the third thing over here is the loch of Kvitsim Esmol. What loch you jumped yesterday and then you saw today? Now, Betzim, if you do write the Shulchan Aruch, I think the Oilam would write the ratios of Yudzayin, then Sefer Ches, and the Sefer of Yudzayin. Because the ratio of Yudzayin is a loch of Kvitas by itself, then Yud Ches is Morkov, and then the safe of Yudzayin is a situation of where you're discussing Igil Moslem Afreya, is it a Morkov or not Morkov? And that's when we read the Torah, that's how the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote first Kvitas, then Morkov, and then Igil Moslem Afreya. The Mechaber did not do it that way. The Chodesh Tavona and Pshan the Mechaber is discussing first what's not Nichol together Kvitas. That's if Yudzayin, he has two cases, not Nichol together Vesta Oinus. Number one, stamp pieces by itself. And number two, when he jumped yesterday, he saw today. And then he says, what is the getter of Vestainus? That's if Yud Ches. That's just how why the Machaber switched the situation around from how the Torah brought it down, how the Olam would have thought like the getter of the Torah over here. Now, first question. Pieces by itself. Are you Kirei Vest if you did pieces three times in a row? Betzem, this Machlikis, what is the Havana in the Gemara over here? What is the Kimto of Havana? I mean, certainly the Gemara is having me know, but I think it's Rashi, but it's very clearly that way. Rashi understands when a Punna is saying Kofsa Rosa, Kofsa Rosa, it's not on the set day. You jumped in Alf Nisan, you jumped in Kof Nisan, you jumped on, then on Eir, on Netazvav. You have three different creatures on three different days. You create a vest for creatures over here. In fact, the Gemara, I have a price that says, not Kver Vest. And the Gemara, not Kver Vest, not for creatures, not for the case of Yomim, how only in case of a Morkov. What's the Gemara's answer? The way that we should have explained last year, the Gemara's answer is that the price is a different Akimto than Rav Huna. Rav Huna is causing a case of Kvitas by itself. The price is causing a case of Morkov. And a Morkov is not Kveves, not by Kvitas by itself, not by the Yom by itself, only a case of a Morkov. That means we have two different halachas being said in the Gemara. Rav Huna is saying Kvitas by itself is Kveves. The price is saying when it's a Morkov, you only Kveves with a Morkov. That's Rashi. Tosfos has Tukash against Rashi. Tosfos says the Gemara's Habmin is even Rav Huna never thought Kvitas by itself is Kver Vest. Rav Huna's case is Kvitas together with Yomu is a case of a Morkov. I mean, the Bryce law does not sound the way. The Gemara says no, the Bryce was also a case of a Morkov. That means it comes out, what's Havon in the Sugya? Is it such a concept of Kvitas Luchudayu? Rashi understands, Lechol Vox Nahamin and Lumus Rishon and the Maskono, is that Kvitas by itself is Rav Huna's Akimto over here. And therefore, there is a Kver Vest by Kvitas. And the price is not that a Kimto. is discussing case of Morkov. And other Shem Rofa Kert. The whole Gemara is only discussing case of Morkov and Kvitzah by itself is not Kvevest. That's first Shem Sugyo. Halacha is very clear. The came along with Torah and he paskins like Rashi starts on the Sugyo. The Kvitzah by itself is Kvevest. The Balamor, the Rabban went that way in the Luchad, at least in the Hilchas Nido. The Gam Chidushim did not go that way. But they went like Rashi, how Rashi explains Gemara's Hakmino, the Kvitzah by itself is Kvevest. Asar Hasheni, Tosfos says, Lalocha, not the way. And therefore they point out the Rambam and the Raivit, the Rashba, the Ra, the Ram, they did not go this way. And Rav Yishayim did not go this way. They understand Kvitzah by itself not Kvevest, the Magrishim and others. And they point out the Loch Lamaiso, only the Morkov, Kvitzah is nothing. I said that Shlishi, the way the Kitchen Aruch, the way the Aruch HaShulchan, they explain that Rav Yishayim is the third Mahalach over here. He's coming to say it's true that he's not Kvevest, but not the Kvias. How does he get a Vesha in a Kvua? That means you're okay at one time. You can wear a Vesh for Kvitzis as a get a Vesha in a Kvua. The best thing I point out, looking at Eshkol, the Rishon already, again, the father law of the Raven, he already says it's Mahalach. Halach yed v'choshish, but not a get a of Kvitzis, of a get a Vesha in a Kvua. That means among the Rishon, we have three Mahalachim over here. One is Rashi the Imei, you can wear a Vesh for Kvitzis like a regular Vesh Kvua. We have places to Imrei, there's no Kvitzis at all by itself in Kvevest, not in the Vesh Kvua, Vesh Enik Kvua. And third Malach, the Goyis Maim, these Alokha, like from the Eshkol, the Loch is to get a vest for what? A Vesh Enik Kvua. Alokha Maim says, come along with Machaber, and he comes along and says, as a getter of not being a vest, the Pash is not a vest at all. That's a simple understanding. Now, that comes along with Kishon Aruch, and he says, the fact that Mo wrote down as a getter of Vesh Enik Kvua, it's a Das Yochid. More there will be chush for it, and therefore you argue the pasuk like machaber, not to worry for it at all, as you get him nothing. If Aruch HaShulchan also brings down why we chush for it, Akami ends up chalili to argue against Rama. We wouldn't know the kids already argued, maybe himself he would have argued. But mostly we have those who want to pasuk like machaber straight up. That those who want mam kumfakert, we have Rashi Lusugya, we have Mabam Malocha, therefore Mabushe Taro, the Hisham Moshe Bota Mavoz and Shuba Sevakert is Kvevest and the Vest Kvias over here. However, most of them went like them all. The Ramah went in between over here. He said, the Kvev, you do a Kvitzis three times. The Loch is, you give a get a vest, but the vest you ain't a Kvua. The Vosh, the Siddhatira, the Chok Mazadim, the Chagnish, and that's how most of them is Manenu went over here. So again, it comes out, a Loch Lamaisa, if a person does Kvitzis three times on three different days, or four times with a Flora, sorry, three times, the Loch is, we give it a get a of a vest you ain't a Kvua, and therefore it's also in Tashmish. The Loch come on the Paiskim and say you also have to do a Vedika like any Vesh and a Kvor. That means that Eshkol speaks out over here, you have to do a case of Vedika, Rodam and the Grad, the Mushet, you have to do a case of a Kvitzah. And be Oikit, Oikit, by doing a Kvitzah and not saying one time. Now what's the Lamdus over here? If you think about it, let's say she jumped in Alf Nisan, she saw her. She jumped in Chofei Nisan, she saw her. Jumped in Yud Iyar, not the case of Morkov, but she saw her. The Loch is, we're not Kvei Vest. Or, a Kvias Vest of a Vesh Enik Kvua. She does it 30 times. Every time she jumps, she sees. It's not a Vest according to the Mechaber. Why? It's a Chazaka. What happens to the understanding that if it happens every time, it proves that's how she works? What happens to the Sukkah? She does it 30 times, 50 times, according to the Mechaber, it's nothing. Every time she jumps, she sees. We're not giving it again of a Chazaka, a Chashash over here. What's that one over here? What's the reason why Tesh is saying it does not work over here? So the Gilei Chorim have bigger five different ways of saying it over, different ways of what exactly you'll say. There'll be nafkaminas. The Vush starts over this question, what's Pshat in the Mechaber? He wants to say that we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Yizor Evzavoy Domoy. Torah says, Dafkun flows out of her, not the case of an Oinus. And there the Pasuk tells you, an Oinus, the Maisa is not coming to Matamah her. The Gilei Chorim, the kids and others jump upon the Vush. The Pasuk negate to Matamah her. They gave the Sugil Azov Ainz Damatamo, and this is Nichol Geda Va'inus. When they gave the Sugil Avestis, what do you see from that? What's it right from that concept? Loichet of Azov, you're wrong. A Morkov is Kvei Avest. And the Morkov is a case of Ainz on a set day. So the Maish Lavush starts over the Pasuk, that's the one over here. The Chonim don't understand exactly what's this for over here. The second Malach is Veresh Lamoisho, and the Vazov goes with this Malach. They want to try to sing through an Ainz and not Shriach. It's not the temple, it's not normal. The idea of chazakis is based upon the sugya of vestis, that's normal to happen. Something that's not normal, jumping a bunch of times, bunch of times, you know, you flipped a quarter enough times, like 20 times in a row, hit the head. You'll still say next time, hit their head again? No, you get lucky. People do get lucky once in a while. Fine, maybe this will happen over here. But it's not mustab, it's not a shriach thing to happen. Come on, pass me and he says, punkfakard. A bad shriach. You have chazokia three times. It's not a shriach over here. But once a time though, something externally is causing it to happen. Every single time something externally do the same exact way, let's say jumping. Maybe sometimes you jump very hard, sometimes you jump lighter, sometimes you jump 20 times, sometimes 10 times. Maybe today you're weak. Maybe every single time you won't have the exact akimto of what's causing it to go happen. Since it's something external that's causing it over here, maybe you did things differently. And since you'll never prove to be exactly the same thing you did every single time, it always can be different external things that's happening over here, against numerous cases. Therefore, that's the reason we're not choishish. Oh, we'll get to why it was Svarav days are. But again, we have always a tier of days. Maybe it's a tier of days. We have a Gurim over here. Much more Svarav over here. A fourth Malach, the way how the Kishmarach was tying over, he wants to say it's a Mikra Ba'almo. I'm not sure what he means by Mikra. Does it mean that it's not Shkiach, or comes like they tap off? But he said it's a Mikra, you don't take Mikra into account. And the Bushi Tara has an Eisen Taino. He says it cannot be possible that Isha jumps every time she's down. As she's down, jumps, she's down today. 6 days later, she jumps to see down. There's nothing to see down from. Right? Her body's empty. You can't pour an empty cup and something will come out. Right? Usually what happens, the lining gets pulled off, then it sheds. So she's still a period. So it's not bimitsiyas, his words are pimali dam. She always has dam, does always have it. So since not das yisoyvel, this concept is dam over here, and he says even more than that, yisoyvel via the lomdus of vest oinus is not a cause dam, it just quickens the process over here. Therefore, Ba'atzim, it's a vest coming, it's making it come quicker, and therefore not choishish by a case of an oinus. So find those are five spars out there, from the ocean downwards, what the lomdus over here is. The mice that comes out, the week even again, they do kvitzis three times, and also give it again a vest she'en a kuwa like the amor, and therefore you oik it one time. Building upon that, take the next stage. Three times does not happen. You're not going to find an isha that three times the kvitzis by itself. What happens if she does a kvitzis one time? What do you choish for next? What are you worried about? Now, kvitzis one time, just to be very clear, kvitzis one time by default is always a morko. It has to be a morko. You jump one time on Aleph Nisan, you always jump on a set day. So every time you jump one time, jump up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, just so a period. What do you choish for next? You have three options. Are you choish just for kvitzis? Are you choish for the case over here of just of a morkov? Or are you choish just for the case of chodesh? What do you choish for next? That means you jumped in Aleph Nisan. Are you choish next time in Aleph Nisan? Aleph year? Are you choish Aleph year with the jumping? Or you choish a case of just, let's say, 20 Nisan she jumps. What do you choish for over here? So the Shach is very clear, he speaks out all three of these questions over here. First, they get the Kvitzis. He comes up and says, Are you Kvitzis? He says no. According to the best writer points out, is Yom. The mother locha over here is that when you jump in there, Kvitzis out three times, they will get a Vesh Einikavor. That means one time. Not Choshish. That's Bash before Yom. That's how big the Pesach will say. The Sitara and the Bushitara, they pass in this way. However, you could clear, that's very good in the Mechabah Shita, the Ramah Shita. What about going to Rashi, the email that says that after three times, the loch is you get a gather of a Vest Kavua by Kvitzis. But what's the loch of a Vest in the Kavua? It's leading up to a Vest Kvitzis. So maybe after one time, according to Rashi Shita, should be Choshish, the next time you jumped after one time. That's just the Sitara goes back and forth. The angels don't have to mean that you don't pass it like Rashi. Good question. My Sabuche Taru, who is Chosh Rashi, says even according to Rashi, one time that noble will not be Choshish. Fine, it comes out, if a person jumps one time, next time you're not worried for jumping. What about the case of a Morkov? Are you Chosh for that? She jumped in Alf Nisan. A month later, she jumped in Alf Yer, Chosh for Morkov. He comes on the Shach, and he's very clear. He says, My Sabuche, that we are Choshish for. He comes on and says, really, two points over here. Number one, he tines, it's not worse than Sifri Ches. You have Veskiris by case of a Morkov. Therefore, after one time, let's be choshish, because every vest she'ena kavua choshish up to a vest kviyas. That's the second thing the Shach says. The first thing he says is not worse than the case of Yomim. Person saw his case as a flog on the Shach. You saw an Aleph and then Chav Yom a flog on 20 days. The Loch of the Chosh should protest afterwards. Should the fact that the Kvitz is over there, should mess it up? There's no difference. The Shach comes out, the Chosh for more good. Now the Shach is no different whether it's a flog or a flog. You should say that the Loch will come out. That means you jump an Aleph, Nisan jump an Aleph here, you Chosh for that. Dr. Shulchan does try to grapple what's the lumbus over here, maybe if I care it. When you have a real aflago, a real chaydish, we know what's causing it. Here we have an oinus that's causing it, why be chaydish for it? Why should the place be more like the shach? The third question I want to ask, what about from that day you jumped in the al-Nisan, al-Biyah you did not jump, you chaydish for the chaydish? It's come on the shach and says, since we know what caused it, we're not chaydish. It's not. And we're going to chaydish one like that, whether it's a crazy, or the Zatayro, or the grass, or the kids of us, or one of the oid. Again, the art swarm won't disagree. The flaw at first, the Moshe, Allah Almighty went down the Chok Bazonim said, maybe the day caused it, it's much more common. Let's be chush in the day. The being of the Ash was chush that way. Mice and most of them do not go this way. They come along and they come out with Maskon of the Shackle, let's be very clear. Person jumps one time out of Nisan, what he chush for, not for Kvitzis, not for Chodesh, only in the case of a Morkov. That means you jump in the Aleph, at least he saw. Just make sure you don't jump an Aleph ear, you're not chosh of anything. Now, what's the story of the Machlokes and Sand to get to the sugya of Yom? I can't hear you, there's a machine in my ear. Oh, we'll get to defining what it means Vesek Vitas. Now, just the lumdus over here, what's he saying? My chlokes will be chosh of the days by itself and not. The shach and vekli will not chosh of the days. Namitan aflog and namitan the sugya of chodesh. Chacham Bazadim wants to disagree. The two ways to understand what's the lumdus over here in the shach. One is the Tiferes Sol wants to tie over here that jumping is something that's not normal. Therefore, if it's not normal, not to be chosh for it. That's the zavon over here. We said before the pastor moinim, Oslamaisin is normal. Sorry, so if it's not normal, we're not chosh for the kvitzah. So then we're chosh for the yom afterwards. So Moshe says, since the whole idea of kvitzah is not normal, you jump on Alf Nisan, so we say, what caused it? The month caused it. Then the next month, we chosh at Alf year. So Moshe said, that's not true. It is normal, except we don't know how to be chosh for the next time. Maybe it jumps lighter or harder. So the argument, what is the kvitzah? Is it normal or not normal? Not kmina v'chosh v'chodesh. That's one, maybe you said the machlik somewhere, what the lumness is. The second way, the Ravonah says over, he understands Moshe is not normal. The time is, you have three things to be chosh next month. Either Yomim, Kvitzis, or Morkov. If you do either one by itself, it's bottle of the other two. Yechesh v'chedesh, maybe it's Kvitzis or Morkov. If it's Kvitzis, maybe it's Morkov v'chedesh. So, way, Mustaba, you're wrong. But if it's a case of a Morkov, then Mustaba, you got it right. Yechesh for something over here. So, you said the Chesh for the numbers, that's where the Mice v'chedesh is. Shkoyach. Fine, so it comes out again, the person of the Kvitzah al-Nisan, the loch is, we're not chosh except in the case of Morkov called the Shach. We do have to discuss, what about the old aflogas? What do you chosh for that came over here? That means, let's say a person has a flog of 35 days, then sees on Yud Adar, and then jumps on Alf Nisan. What happened to the old afloga? You have a flog of 35 days, you jump on Alf Nisan. So, what do you do with that? Are you choshish, not choshish? It's like you're going gone. So, speak out first, the Chesha Eifoid. When you have a vest that you jumped and you caused it to happen, so whether you go to the Shach's idea or go to the base mayor, that a Tzor is Oikla Ruch or not, why does that make a difference? Since it's still thing happened, you always have to worry about the old aflogo. That means, again, she had a vest 35 days till Yud Adar. Then, 20 days later, she's jumped on Alf Nisan. What's a locho? Alf Nisan Yechosh is number one. The Morkov, and that's it. And your old aflog, you never oiker. You have to be chosh for that. Now, which we chosh, the old we and the new we? I say the new we, let's say the old we. Mice, you also have to worry about your old aflog. That's number one. Number two is now they get a new aflog. You jump Alf Nisan. Chofe Nisan Yisor. What is your aflog? Is your aflog now from all the way back from you don't count the what you saw in Alf Nisan? That means you have a 45-day aflago. Or from when you jumped, but still not chafei nisan, you have a 25-day aflago. Do you count when you jumped in your sword? So, Vada, since the idea of jumping empties out the body, when you start counting a new aflago, you count from when you jump until chafei nisan. Chafei nisan, not jump. You have to write down your calendars. What do you write down? You write down the new upload from when you jump. Again, to be clear, if you have a Vesta Oynus, which does happen, the Vesta Oynus, what do you chosh for? You chosh for the Morkov, it's Aleph. Number two, the place can say you chosh for the old Aflogo. Number three, Kamal Peska Chubin Yan Chavdas, you chosh for Oynus Beninus. Why? Chilal Meserah, that was any other issue. You do take Oynus Beninus from this case over here. And number four, how to make a new Aflogo, you count from when you jumped and not from the old date. Simple. Now, I know certain Swam, I looked at Orchis Tari, he left out the whole sugi of Vesta Oynus, I'm not sure why. So other Swam left out, they would say, yes, you're wrong. Maish, we'll go through cases, and we'll see the Maish, it does happen. So let's go through a different theorem that Noshim Tami is Maish, and Pasha, the Vesta Oynus is a Metzias over here. The first, to be clear, we're saying the idea of a Vesta Oynus is something externally is causing it, it's a case of a Siba, again, Loshim Iri is causing it. First, to expound what that means, let's say a doctor puts in the instrument and takes out Dami. That's Vesta Oynus. Come over there, Achwin, and they're very clear, and the Chotron being examined. In the case of a lady, there's a Vesta Oynus. Something still is happening. The baby made the dam come out, right? So every time you convert, oh, I have a Vesta Oynus over here, and they have to worry about a Morkov. Like, what would it be Chosh for? What's the get over here? So first, Achwin was very clear. The get of Vesta Oynus is not the making dam come out, it's just quickening the process. That means if you take dam out of the Isha, that's not Vesta Oynus. That's not the Yisrael over here. Kesem, we don't want Vestas down anyway, I'm not right. Sure what you mean. Right. But, see, you're proving what I'm saying. Okay. Yes, so that's what I'm saying over here, it's Nichol in the Gedder of Navest, it has to be something that the lighting being shed by itself, but you're causing the process to happen quicker. That's the side of here. Not that you're climbingly causing the Dom to come out, that's nothing to do with Vestas, that's something still only happening. We're not worried about that. Go through the cases. First, in the case of Krita, that's Gemara's Lashon, we showed you then. Lashon was, that means Lashon, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, means you jump from a very high place. But Lashon, the other Swarm, I should have been down, you jump very hard. Stop jumping is not the situation. It means a lot of times, my high place, something hard. One Akimto. A second Akimto, come on the Sefto, Anita, and Paripes, and the Rambam brings down this Sefto, word for word, negate the Sugit of a Zav. By Zav, you see, but Enos is not Matama. Masha Ekvish is Matama. He said over there a couple of cases. He said, first of all, a case when he or she gets weak. That means Lashem said they get very high fever, it's 103 fever. I'll see the period over there. But that'll be Nichol together, 103 Fahrenheit. The Nichol together of being as he's dam as Vesta Oynus. What else be? Make sure a month later, the same day, don't get the same high fever. But if they get a high, they'll see dam could get very weak, that's Nichol together Vesta Oynus. A second it came to in the Tesefto, one time of the Rambam, is the husband hits the wife. I'll just explain what that means. It means, of course, the doctor says for health reasons, like she has to be hit in her back, or something like that. Or it means she gets a bone stuck in her throat, and you have to hit her very hard to get the bone out, and it causes a period to happen. The Chushuke Chemon has a cute shuv over here. What's a loch in the gear to, let's say, a child, a son, the mother has a bone stuck in her throat, and you have to bang the back, and that causes a period to come? Is that nichol get a maka of dam coming out that the son's chayv misa for? Because causing your mother to have her period. Is that nichol to get a makel in? Like to get the sugi of dam? So the maaser, no, that's not nichol to get a makel. Fine. But actually, the maaser comes out hitting somebody, and they point out other cases. What it means is, let's say, the women say they go into bumper cars. They get banged back and forth. The nashim say they stain. They say, I've heard that they say they stain. That means it causes mamash dam to come. That's true. Now, I'm being very clear. When I say staining a lot, it's not necessarily get a vestis. We know stum is nothing. But the concept, the nashim says so, and make them stain. Another example is brought down in the Sefto is when they carry heavy packages. Again, one time on the Rambam. Again, the nashim say over, when they carry heavy suitcases, also make them stain. So we see this concept, the nashim say is true. It makes them, they do heavy work, makes them see things. Another example, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos is a case of fear, pachad, charor. Now we know already there's a simon kuf pei dalet brought down over there. If it's a case that's slowly, that's always inside a bunker, that nichol neged a musalakis. We saw already the Chassam Sofer in the Peskei Tshuva says if let's say he's pissing, which is shak over here, it makes it a sidam. See a lot of dam over here. That's nichol neged a vest of the oinus. That means when the sirens go off in Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalayim, wherever it is, not from say the mice that cause them to see dam over there. And therefore the lach will be nichol get a Vesta Oynus. Just make sure that a month later, the same day, not to have the same siren, otherwise you have a sugya of Vestas over here. That's mamash sugya, the concept. Another Isha told me she got into a car accident, pachad, very afraid. Evan come over, Evan came, fire wanted to come out of the car, she wanted to get out of the car. Car was mamish, got really totaled pretty well. Do you want to get out? He said, why? Everyone said, get out, and everyone was worried what happened. She said, why? I'm basically, I had my period at that moment, because there's a massive pachad in the car accident. She didn't want to get out, everyone thought something happened to her. She's like, no, I'm fine, I'm just sitting here, I'm calm, I'm relaxed. Right, so she gets me out to Sugya Vest, this is what you're going to do. Said, make sure a month later, the same day, don't get the car accident. Right, it's a good worker over here. But that's a case that can happen. heavy pack. And that, I said once, I give again. No, so now it's locked again. You have to know it's locked. I mean, do not, it has massive coolers over here. Mask him, do not worry about chaydish. Teach it and do not worry about chaydish. Has coolers. For carrot. There is no chaydish over here, Kwon the Shach. There is no. Every Isha has Vashenik was chaydish. This time there is no chaydish. Teacher, do not worry about chaydish. You have either vainly, you have the old Achlogger, also willing to buy Achloggers. It's not like the old Achlogger. Sai Beis Meir Sai Shach. These things do happen. No, we're on the base, it's not the Chodesh away. So you have like the Vandaya Bainers, you have teaching them. Oh, we'll get some. First, we'll go through different cases over here. Another case, the Pesach coming down, the case of Dam Chimud, Ram and the Sura Beer brings down, what time of the Beis Yosef. The best thing we had already in Kupay Gimel, it starts with the Kupay Gimel, a case of Oinis. What's the case of Oinis? The Taz is Kavzah. Since the Ber Goyla was that also Dam Chimud, Loshna Ram and Dam Chimud. Even they point out by Kalo, they see Dam, little together of Dam Chimud. And therefore, Neger the Loch of Vesta Oinis. It's Klom, Neger Elav, it's Kulud, and it's Chumas over here, it's ideas over here. Another case we'll get to is the birth control pills. The estrogen pills. Vesim over there, they get involved with when you take it, the different ones how to take. Let's say you're taking the ones that you take for 28 days, you go off of them, you see 2 days later. 28 days, go off, see 2 days later. So the question is, Bukhura, is that a nichol suga of vestainus? You're causing the period to come. I mean, you wish you had the period 35 days or 40 days later, she takes the pill, 2 days later she'll sleep. Is that vestainus? Maybe that's vestagov. Maybe the nichol get a vestachilo. Besides these three options, you have to get involved with Ishid Musalekis. Are the pills really working? Do you have to make your own chazak over here? That means, negate the Sugi Musalekis, that'll be the end of the Simit. Negate the Vesta Oinus, come on the Cheshire Eifoid and says, all these pills we're taking is our Sugi, Vesta Oinus, with its parameters. The article says, no, Nichol get a Vesta Chilo, which we'll have to get to. The question, therefore, comes out to get to three different things. Number one, her old Vestas, what happens when she takes the pills? Does she chosh for it? Or she was lekes, kana zekeno or lechora or pachad. Number two is what luck when she's on the pills. We go and every month she goes over 2 days later she sees. Number three, what happens 6 months later when she goes off the pills? What happens to the things that were caused by the Vesta Oinus she doesn't have anymore? Three separate questions over here to discuss. Maisa, I always tell a person whoever gave you had to take the pills has to answer all three questions over here. Maisa, what to go do mitzvah the sugi shibayi? I'm going to leave it till you get the sugi musalakas to answer these questions. Also, when you finish Vesta Achil, Vesta Guf, you have to know what sugi you're under over here. Another kimto, negate to Vesta Ignis. We learned the loch in Simakuf Tzadi, the end of Siftun Dalad, the Mechaber brings down. The loch is when you have a kesem, a stain, it's not nichol to get a vestis. Do not write that down. It's interesting, halacha, that the ruling vestis, with the loch of writing down the stain, is not our sugi. That's the end of Kuf Tzadi, you don't write it down. The second half of the Mechaber comes along and says, but let's say you see through in the case of an aid, you do a badik over here, you do have to write down the Sadasugi of Vest. We spoke out then, there's a shell among the Achoyim, Mahanis, and the Mechaber. Is the Mechaber discussing one time you saw with an aid, or three times? The way the Bada Shulchan brings down, the Minigam Ayaro, the Mushi also the Yerushalayim, the Loch is only three times. That means if Isha does a Bdika, sees Dam of the Bdika cloth. Do not write it down. She's a period a day later, you write down the next day. If it happens three times, then you write it down mitzad the eid. Otherwise, if it happens three times, you don't worry about it. What's the svar here? What's the lumdus? What's the reason for that? My she saw dam, she's talking with the raiso. Why don't you write it down? So the different mahalchim on the chayim, there are two main mahalchim. One to come along with the baisim, halvi ashiv, nashra kain, and other come along with. Why is our sugi vesta oinus? Vesta, she's not supposed to see. Usually she's with the flow. The fact they put a bdik cloth inside the body, it's an external thing that's causing her to quicken up the process that made the dam come out now. Therefore, the reason why we're saying not to worry after one time, because what's Allah for Nachoshish? Only after three times you have a gather of a case of a Vesta Oynus. One time, Nachoshish, like any Vesta Oynus. Therefore, one time, that's a sugya why by the eighth, come along to be Mekel. Others want to disagree with this Malach. The way that some Sefer, we're talking about the Shulchan, how he explains it, said, no, the reason why I give a gather of an aid only one time, Nachoshish, because the Teva of Noshim is to see with the flow. And not through standing, not through an aid. And therefore, the whole entire sugya of Vestas is what we chosh for next time. The Teva is a regular flow, not through a case of a Bidikvot. So, two ways to say it over. The obvious Nafkamina is, what happens if you saw three times with an aid? How you oiker it? This is from Islam, he said you oiker one time with a Bidiko. Why? Because the Vestia in by Vestkritis, Vest Oynis, what's the law after three times? Says there more, I get a Vestia in a Kuwa. Says in Islam, you oiker it one time. God's going to bring it down, he said, by the case of a Bidiko of aid, he said you have to oiker any Vestkuwa, oiker it three times. That means, is the Sugar of Bidiko the aid, the Sugar of Vestia Oynis? Or the way I was a kibbutz, a sugya of Vesta Dilu, and the reason why we're nechoshes after one time is not the normal thing to happen. Nafkamina is how do we oiker it? Are you happy oiker it? Do a three time process or one time process? Now, some people bring ma'ir over here, which is a good question, I don't know how to answer. You saw it, let's say, three times through a case of Dikin cloth. So, what's the halacha? You get a Vesha in a kibbutz. And what happened? Just make sure that next time don't do bedikah, because then you don't have a kitz over here. The whole gurim over here is the bedikah. So just don't do the bedikah. So why be choshish? We're saying after three times with the bedikah of an aid, don't write it down. Why write it down for? Just don't do the bedikah. Elma, you have to do bedikah mitzad you may best. Do bedikah mitzad you may best anyway. What? But more right? So be choshish. What's a morkov? You have to do the.
If you're biting,
you have to be chayshish. But don't bite. Of course, if you do bite, you see the dam. Just don't be biting. Oh no, it's fine. So, but every time you do a bediko, anyway, we see nothing. That's that kiro. That's one question I have. And other the other was asking me, why is the design a kiro in that kiro? So that also you can answer why the Zanakim is not a kiro. It's like really the Ushay Tara says the Isha Molly Dam. It could be the whole idea that kiro has to be the time where Shaykh is blood inside the Isha. I mean, so you have to wait the 7-11, and after 18 days, you won't count. If you're day 19 and 20, that's when the kiro will happen. But again, currently, one day you have the Zanakim is that kiro, it's inching an aura. But it's not a Zanakim. So don't do a Bidika, you won't have a case of a Vest Dainus over here. I'm a Mamish kid there. You should never forget to do Bdika, correct. Another example they discuss in Vesta Oynus is that the Lashon of the Swarm McDown, let's say a person exercises or dances, Maisa, they see, I mean, people after Chasla, they say they stain. I was once a Chasla, two Lashon went out, I found out they started having issues over there. Now, a person told me in the Chaburo, we're talking about that his father owns a gym, and women complain to him every time they come to exercise, they have a spot. So this is the Matthias is true over here. The guy said, first of all, either you do it more consistently, and therefore, you know, you better get used to it, won't be a problem. Or, like, don't come, but why blame it to me? It's not my issue over here. It's not Matthias' your issue over here. Matthias' concept of exercising or dancing closes down, I'm not sure if that's true. Again, usually it's spotting. Spotting not right down. But the essential way we see over here, the best of this mindset can have. The pre-tara brings down any case of exertion. I mean, people say about Pesach time, they work very hard, they see that. So, Echlami, you have a sugya over here, maybe it's not the best of this. The shah brings down, and the place brings down a case of tefillah, and then she sees. The idea of tefillah is also brought down by the achoinim, is the best of this, and will have this problem. There's, again, tzaylukullah, chumro, if you do a tefillah, and then she sees over here. Another halacha we'll have to get to the back to the beginning of next siman. Next siman, a siman kufsalik aleph discusses when the isha she goes to the bathroom, she's dam in a merit line. Come on, read the glaze mind is we show him where dam the glaz are for shulchan. You must say nifl together the merit line is causing it to happen. A sugya vestoinus. Not only that, the basis brings down. Let's say you do a bedika after you go to the bathroom. The shadow, what is that? Is it a vestoinus or a vestagof? So we'll have to learn the klal over here and apply to going to the bathroom on what klal it has. Again, what we touch next time? Sailukula Sailukum over here. another sugya also brought down by the idea of Roy Machmash Hashmash, Simon Kubei Zayin, the whole simon about it. The big of among the Achronim, what sugya it is, the Shach says, is our sugya Vesta Oinus? Other Achronim might disagree. They discuss also flying, but that took a real big down. When they fly, cause it to see down. So that took a real nichol to get up. But they usually cause women not to see, for some reason, cause them to see. Cause them to see is Vesta Oinus. They will come out. Again, if you fly a month later, the same day, you'll have the vest. Otherwise, you won't have any chedesh. You'll have the old aflog. You have to worry about oinah benis. You can't have the new aflog in the case of flying. Fine, those are different cases you're trying to bring out. That it does happen. You do have to know. Usually, you gain out of it, the kula. But you have to know the column over here. They do discuss, let's say you have different oinahs that happen. Are you mistarfit? Let's say an alpha and you jumped. And then the alpha you got sick. Then Alf Sivan you had Dam Chimud. So now what? Do you make a tzivah in these cases? So the Chorim discusses the question. Afi Sori say the Chorim three separate things over here. All of them disagree. It comes up, Iskirov, what to go do. They do point out, it might be, once you convey one, can be oikud in the other one, passes that you cannot be oikud. Compared to one of them, two creatures, can be oikud to a case of being, let's say, getting conveyed, weak, coming sick. Fine. That's the first half of the design. The second half, is the Gemara goes on further, Dafyun Aleph, the idea of Igla Milsa Mafreya. Now it's very clear that's not clear. Basically, we have the Shalom is what's the gears of the Gemara? Is there Machlokes? And if there is Machlokes, what Lashon are you passing like the first Lashon and the second Lashon? What the Gemara says, Lefenenu, there are basically these brackets and there are parentheses. Usually, the Klal is we read the brackets and we do not read the parentheses. If you go this way, there's no Machlokes. What comes out of here? Is that the Gemara starts off saying, you kafsa on Sunday and you saw, kafsa on Sunday and you saw, and then what happened, you were kafsa on Shabbos and not seeing the kafsa on Sunday you did see. So first I couldn't point out, Sundays, what is Sundays? Why is that a morka for? This is a makor for Vest Ashur. We know where Vest Ashur is in the Gemara, everyone knows Chodesh and Aflogo, the makor is Asugyo. The Gemara is saying, Sundays. The Gemara is saying, Vest Ashur. Now, either could mean every week, or being more practical, means every third week or every fourth week. That means 229s and 222s and 236s, Vesta Shua is our sugyo. The Gemara's question is, are you kveya a Vesta Shua? Or a kveya a Vesta of Mokur? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, you might think Mashvalon, you might think the Kriti did on Shabbos, and then you saw on Sunday. You might think that the idea is Ilim Nosa, that Locha Dak, the day is causing it, and not the Kvitsa. Kamashvalon the Gemara, in the Lishnakamo, the Kvitsa of Yes in Shabbos, cause you to see on Sunday. That means the first Lashon is saying that when you jumped in Shabbos and saw a Sunday, you can mitzarf the two together, mikveh ves mitzat sugyo creatures of a Morkov. A Morkov of a Shua. The second Lashon, putting in the parentheses, is a different Kimto. Lishnabash is saying, you jumped on Sunday, you saw, jumped on Sunday, you saw. The third Sunday, you did not jump at all, and you saw on Sunday. Elamai, what's causing it is the day causing it and not the jumping. That means if you put in the parentheses inside, it's the same exact kimta as Ogin Lishnakamo. You take out the parentheses, two different kimtas over here. Based upon this, comes on the base, Yosef being down, the Machalik from Mushrim, how to be the Sugyo. It comes out, the Rambam saying the Loch is that we do put in the parentheses, and then the two Lishnas are arguing, and we pass them like the Lishna Basu. Therefore, if you jump on Shabbos and you're not seeing Yisrael on Sunday, it's Megal, the days are causing it, and not the Kvitsa, and therefore we only go after the Yom over here. Asarashani, the other we shouldn't come home and say, no, it's Igna Milsa, a case of a Morkum over here. That means the way the Raivit, the Ramban, the Rajba, they come home and Taino, that either the Shenis are not arguing, or even they argue the path not the Lishna Kamo, and therefore the Loch is, to make a case of Morkum, that you jumped on Shabbos, you saw on Sunday, the Loch is the Shabbos that you jumped towards the sea on Sunday over here. Well, those are the Machlokes among the Shenis. Look nice to come over and cover. For some reason, you went like the Rambam who's a Dasi Yochid. He passes the pool over here. That's why I get him on Machab and Sifu Dain discussing what is not Choshish without Sugi Kvitis. The ratio not Choshish after three times. The Sefer also, that you saw yesterday, you jumped yesterday, you saw today, we're not Choshish without Sugi Kvitis. That's the Machab and that's the Vush. Nice to meet the Green over here. We're not Choshish without Kvitis the Morkov, and we're only Choshish without the days. Tanashani, the Green over here says, Kol HaPais can disagree. All the Pais can say, not the way. And the Pashi is saying the Loch is, Yechosh Mitzad HaSugyo Morkum. The way the Shach, he brings it down, it sounds like, he is a Kasha, why are you going to do? I'm on the other disagree. It sounds like, Yechosh Balshitas. not sure what it is over here. Neva the Chachma's Adna is very clear, the Swami's Menin is very clear. We're choshev of both Malchim. Not sure the Sugis are arguing, Kulishan arguing, that a Patskin, but like in Chaber, but like the Gain over here. Neva we're choshev of Saifu Morkum, Saifu Yomim. Now what that means, come on the Paskachuva, Bina and the Chavadas, Chachim three times. Let's say it happened the same thing after four times. Same idea over here. Three times you jumped on Sunday, you saw. The fourth time you jumped on Shabbos, and then you saw on Sunday, also the Chavadas will be same machlokes. We're still not sure what's causing over here. Is the Shvuah causing it, or the Morkum over here is causing it? However, this is the Pesach Teshuva. That's how lost the Dak the day beforehand. Let's say it's bring down the Yehuda a couple days beforehand, and the Chaim speak out, the Chavadas are Chashulcha, meaning, let's say it's 2 days, you jumped on Friday and you saw on Sunday, the Lach is, then we're not going to start of it. Then the loch of Avada was causing it only the days, not the creatures. Now, I mean, this whole entire loch of Machlokes Mechaber, where I guess called the Goyin Shita, the Dak went a day before him. 2 days before him, we're not going to say the jumping of 2 days before him will cause you to see today. There is another question, this halach over here. We're saying a person when he jumps on Sunday, you see, jumped on Sunday, you see. But let's say the person one time did not see. Sorry, the other way around. Let's take one case. Let's say a person jumped on Shabbos, did not see and see Sunday. Jumped on Shabbos, not see and see on Sunday. Jumped on Shabbos, not see and see on Sunday. What is that exactly? You said we had the same idea. Why one time? Let's say even three times. To come up is contributing now from the Chavadas, Allah is no. But in the case of it, that you'd be on the Feshish. If it's two times it happened that way, then one time it's not, fine. The fact that three times, the Vada go after the set days, go after the days over here. Now there are those who want to speak the Chamsoim, who want to say Kol Rambam, let's go after the Morko. That means there is a question over here, how far to take this Machlekes in the Rambam Shita, what to go do. Fine, this halacha is not too common. Halacha of Sif Yuches, case of Vesta Morko. You know, very simple, you saw an Al-Fizan with a jumping. Al-Ir, and you jumped. Al-Sivan, and you jumped. All three times you saw. Now we're saying this case of Negei Chodesh, same thing Negei Daflogo, with the same halacha. Choshev the case is an idea of Morkov. Therefore, the Lach is the Choshev. The next 3 months over here. Now, I Choshev on the Beinness. She had the best Kibbutz over here. I Choshev on the Beinness. So, this is before Shem Chaber and Sim Kuf Pei Dalid, Sif Yud Beis, which the Oedim should see today or tomorrow. They get the best Aguf. Mechaber speaks out. Sign the gate to Guf, sign the gate to Oedimus. And the question how to read the Mechaber, the Shach, we're trying to explain it. The Mechaber says, maybe you won't jump next month, and therefore there is a Oedis of Beinness. I mean, even though you have a Vest Morkov, a Vest Kriyas, but since maybe you will not jump, therefore, Vada Bichosh, aside from the Morkov, aside from the case of Oedis of Beinness over here. Now, when we have this Morkov over here, what happens if the Morkov happens, Mitzak Kriyas, but not Mitzak the month? That means, for example, on Nisan, she jumped and saw her. She did not jump. Fine, but didn't see either. See when she jumped and saw, and time she jumped and saw. For 1 month, she did not jump, did not see. Is that nichol the getter of a vest, or do you have to be with tzuf? Must be straight over here. So then, mavuch among the choinim, the sitar over here, the grass, they come on taino, they knock for a vest. That's it, straight. You have a kibbutz over here, vest before she arrived that way. Mashenkin, the chavdas, Pisha says, well, it is straight. Every time you jumped on this day, you saw. Just 1 time you didn't see over here. If you look among the Akharim, they discuss it, the Bada Shulchan gets involved. If this happens, there's to be Choshe Lechumra both ways. They do discuss the Sugya we learned today, the Sugya Vesta Gov. Let's say a Vesta Oinus together with a Vesta Gov. That means, we Choshe that you're not Kveh Vest, a Vesta Oinus Kvo, we Choshe that you are Kveh Vest. That's like Vesta Kvo, you have to Oinus three times. Let's say a Vesta Oinus together with a Vesta Gov. So come on the Pesach Shuvah by us, if he's on the crazy place, he said, Sarachin, when you put the two things together or not. Now come on the Shachat Zekon Nun and says, Negev to be Oikir, how do you Oikir? He says, very simple. You jump on Thomas, Alf Thomas, you do not see. Then Alf Av, you do not see. And Alf El, you do not see. There's Nakir over here. Do we get Chazaras of Est over here? So you Oikir three times. Fine. A year later, or a couple months later, Alf Shvat, you jump and you see. Is it Allah Locha, or Sif Yudal Tazvav Tazayin? Of the dormant vest, you get it back. Come on the Pesach Teshuvah again by us, specifically on Chabayis, being on the Chavadah, says, might you get it back. This dormant vest, you do get it back. And by now, you should send the Lumbus Shabbai. We spoke out even coin to of iron collar. His insight is that if you get back something from, you could get something from the Pesach Enikvah, it will be given a get of a dormant vest. Only what's a local, the Shach says, Yechoshish, Pamokim, on the case of Vest Shaini Kvor. Therefore, we'll get it back. It has again a dormant vest over here. Just to end off, being practical again, the vest on this. Again, my main numerous cases that does can happen. The Sfarim speak out, whether it's Mishmeh, Tyro, Psech, Shar, what does it mean, these cases I said over? It means, of course, if she's supposed to see in a couple of days, let's say she sees 228 and 31. And then, you know, you did exercise, and a couple of hours later you saw her. That's not to blame it upon the exercise, she won't have the Kulman Tzadis to give her. She's supposed to see in these days. And she happened to exercise in the morning, she exercised, or she went to Chasna the night before, and that's not Vest Oynus. It means she's supposed to see in a couple of days, and then on day 22 she sees, went to Chasna. And a couple of hours later she saw her vest, she knows the Chasna causes, she's sweating, worked very hard, she must make a Kal over here. She might she's worked very hard over here. In that situation, and she knows that my body feels it, I feel very weak from it, and cause of weakness, it came Adam, that's Vest Oynus. It means Vest Oynus has to be something I can say, I know what caused it. Now, most men cannot relate to that. Women say they can relate to that, so they have to be very clear. It's not, again, it has to be clear that's clear to them. Vest Oynus is not something we assume unless it's clear to understand that we have no reason why it happened. Again, bumper cars, it happens right away, they'll know what happened. You get a car accident, you know what happened. Certain things, they'll know, they'll tell you it happened. Exercising, whatever is possible, they'll know what happened. But if it's a day you're supposed to see anyway, then no reason to assume this is what's causing it. We can blame it upon that, take on the clue that applies or not. The guess to be something that the issue is very clear. I know, okay, I got sick, I have a 100-degree fever, and that's why it happened. That's not supposed to be. If I got sick of a 100-degree fever between day 28 and 31, I saw my period, that's not nothing to do with Vest Oynus. That's because you're supposed to happen. Fine, that's how you apply it practically over here. Vision next to good is a similar idea, but again, the comparison is, it's not Vest Oynus that we are causing it. The comparison is, it's a Vest Agof that the body is showing that's going to happen over here, and the classic example is a case of cramps over here. That's good. I love the best that's with its parameters. Slough Rabbit.
Maybe not.